calls at 772-287-6388. At the Grace Place, we celebrate God's grace every day.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
We don't want to be a place where God just visits. We want to be His habitation. Everywhere we go and in everything we do, we want God involved. I don't want anything in my life that I'm doing that God can't get involved with, that God can't smile on, that God can't touch, that God can't condone. Amen. Nothing in the closet. Amen. Tell somebody, so alignment is important. It's divine design. Moses was told in the mountain, when God brought him up into the mountain and showed him the tabernacle, he told him when he went down to build it according to the pattern that I showed you in the mount. This is for somebody here. God showed Moses himself. And when a whole bunch of people up there viewing what God was showing Moses. Sometimes God shows you something. It may not be what all your relatives think ought to be for you. They think you need to be a doctor or a lawyer, but God shows you something else in the mount. And the challenge is when you go back down in the valley where all the folks at and all the opinions are, and everybody think you ought to do this and you ought to do that, you got to build according to what you saw in the mount. Tell somebody, stay with that pattern. Come on, stay with what God showed you. And I guarantee you, you will have opposition. Because that opposition has to come and try what it is you're doing to see if it's of God or not. If it's of God, it'll remain. If it's just you, you'll give up on it. Amen. So when Moses got down there, he built everything just as God said, to the little tassels on the curtains. The same color God said, the same fabric God said. And then when he did it according to the pattern, the glory came and filled the tabernacle. God had a place where he could dwell then. Well, today it's not a building like this, it's a building like this. This is why we must come into alignment. So God can dwell with us. Amen? And be in us. So the ark back then represented the glory and the presence of God. The ark of the covenant. So let's read 1 Chronicles. What did I say? 1 Chronicles 13? Okay, are we there? Okay, here we go. And David consulted with the captains of the thousands and the hundreds and with every leader. And David said unto all the congregation of Israel, if it seem good to you, and that it be of the Lord our God, let us send abroad unto all our brethren everywhere that are left in all the land of Israel, and with them also to the priests and Levites, which are in their cities and suburbs, that they may gather themselves unto us, and let us bring again the ark of God to us. For we inquired not at it in the days of Saul. Let me pause there, because Saul, King Saul, and I'm just going to run down a little bit of history. King Saul was the first king of Israel, but it was never God's intention for Israel to have a king.
Amen.
Israel wanted a king. So God said, all right, we're going to, but this king that's coming, I'm going to tell you what he's going to do. And he told him through Samuel what the king would do. And so Saul was all of that. And let me say, a bag of chips. He was all of that. He was everything Samuel said. He was a bad king. He was a selfish king.
There is a move of God coming to the Treasure Coast that you do not want to miss. Apostle Trevor Banks invites you to the 30th anniversary celebration of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center, Wednesday, July 27th through the 31st. The heavens will be open and there will be a great outpouring of God's Spirit. God has a reset plan for His church. Don't miss it. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or go to trbanks.com.
Jealous king. He was an insecure king. Amen. And make a long story short, when David was raised up, he sought to destroy God's anointed.
Yes.
That's the type of king he was. More than that, for 40 years, even all the years that Saul reigned, he never had an idea or an inkling to bring the ark back into Israel and put it where it belonged. In other words, he wasn't caring about the presence of God so much. He was leading or ruling as king from a fleshly, carnal perspective. How much of this do we see in the body of Christ today?
Amen.
It's about numbers. You know, it's about money. Amen. It's about, again, entertainment. A lot of that. But I'm here to tell you, they need to prepare because the glory is coming. And the glory is not going to compromise nor negotiate its place. We're going to see in this story, when the glory shows up, don't think it's all hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Moses asked one time, he said, Lord, show me your glory. God said to Moses, Moses, no man can see my glory and live.
Amen.
He said, but because you are who you are, I'm going to set you in the cleft of this rock. And I'm going to allow my glory, to pass by. And I'll let you see the hinder part of my glory. And as Moses watched, he saw God pass by and he saw the hinder part. I liken that to, because see, Moses in the book of Genesis.
Amen. Amen.
God had to show him that.
Amen.
That was the hinder part of his glory.
Amen.
He didn't show him what the church was all about.
Amen.
He didn't show him the book of Revelation. He didn't show him what was to come. He said, I'll show you my hinder part.
Amen.
I'm reserving the future for another people.
Amen.
A people called my church. You're the church of the wilderness, but I got another church that's coming. Amen. The firstborn. So Moses saw that, and he wrote, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. He penned that. The book of Genesis. So there's a glory that's coming. Now, David here inquires because Saul was not interested. Here's an interesting thought. Saul, when he was anointed, he was anointed with a flask.
Amen.
A flask is something that is man-made. So in essence, Saul was man-made.
Amen.
He was the people's choice.
Amen.
The distinction, David was anointed with a ram's horn. Now, a ram's horn meant that there was a sacrifice involved.
Amen.
See, a lot of folk want position without sacrifice.
Amen.
They ain't paid no price. They ain't did no study. They ain't been anointed. They ain't been called by God, but they want that spot. Tell somebody, there's a sacrifice involved. In other words, God wants your life. He don't want your skill. He don't want your gift. He wants your life. You give your life to him, he'll make the way for all the rest of that stuff. David was anointed with a ram's horn. Saul with a flask. And again, the house of Saul and the house of David, long as they coexisted, there was always war between the two. If we take that to us, your flesh will always wage war with your spirit. Depending upon which one rules depends upon how much of the glory can even come to you. Because in our flesh there dwells no good thing. And you know, like I know, there are fleshly Christians, right? I'm not being judgmental. Listen, I want to set the stage here so that somebody that may not know, who just sees the kingdom, can enter the kingdom and inherit the kingdom and be cleansed in the kingdom and then have dominion in the kingdom. That's what God has called us to. Getting saved, all you do is see the kingdom. That's why there's so many people that are saved that's still playing around. Living any kind of way, doing any kind of thing, they just see the kingdom. But see, when you understand kingdom, you got to realize something. There's coming a day of reckoning. When the glory shows up, God's going to separate wheat from tares. There are going to be those that say, Lord, did not we do many mighty works? He's going to say, depart from me, for I never knew you. You saw the kingdom, but you never entered the kingdom. Tell somebody, we're going to get the church ready. We're going to set that carnal Christian on fire. Don't tell me what God can't do. Don't tell me the yokes God can't break. Don't tell me the bodies God can't heal. Don't tell me that God can't deliver somebody from drug abuse, fornication, homosexuality. Don't tell me what God can't do. God is a deliverer. If you let him, he'll set you free. He'll destroy every yoke. The anointing on your life will destroy every yoke. It can remove every burden. People making excuses. But see, they see the kingdom. But when the angels come and separate the wheat from the tare, we're going to get into the whole kingdom message. When they separate the wheat from the tare, God said, let the wheat and the tare grow together. I see what's going on in the church world. Let them grow together till harvest. Till harvest comes. When harvest comes, I'm releasing my angels. They're going to separate. They're going to cleanse my kingdom of the tares. Lord, didn't we do many mighty... Out. That's why I tell somebody, that's why we must prepare. We must examine ourselves to know that we are in the faith. So Saul didn't seek to bring God's presence to his proper place. God's presence has a place in your life. Not just for the couple hours or so that we meet on Sunday morning. Child, I paid my dues. No. He wants your life. And you know what? God's not a hard taskmaster. God's not controlling. As a matter of fact, the Lord says, if you learn to delight in me, I'll give you the desires that are in your heart. He's not insecure with that. He's not insecure with you being on the top of a mountain. As a matter of fact, God's taking back mountains. How many know that? I said, how many know God's taking back some mountains? Taking them all back. Amen. All these major mountains where the world has dominated, God's bringing people that are saved up to the top with a testimony. Amen. So that people aren't just looking at people that are, you know, cussing and all kind of crazy stuff, but they're looking at people with a testimony. I love when people get on after a big win or something, say, you know, I first want to thank my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because I'm not ashamed of him. He said, if you be ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you, so I ain't ashamed of him. The glory is returning. David got all the men together. So in verse number 5, verse number 4, it says in 1 Chronicles 13, in verse number 4, it says, and all the congregation said that they would do so, for the thing was right in the eyes of all the people.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
NR Salon is delighted to support WCNO Christian Radio. Our staff is committed to providing the finest hair care available for both men and women. Located at 2926 Southwest Map Road, Palm City, we can be reached at 772-283-4974.